Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
England retained the Women's Ashes, beating Australia by 9 wickets in the first T20 International in Hobart. Charlotte Edwards led the way with unbeaten 92 in just 59 balls, while Sarah Taylor ended on 50 off 37 balls, to England lead fewer than 18 overs to chase down a target of 151. Meg Lanning stuck 78 not out for Australia. Free scoring England made the home team's score of 150 for 3 look woefully inadequate. England's victory puts them into an unassailable 10 points to 4 lead in the multi-format series, with 2 matches and 4 points remaining. Staying with women's cricket, the ICC board has approved a new Women's One International competition, which will include relegation and promotion and serve as a qualifying event for the 2017 World Cup. The bilateral competition will involve the top 8 sides in the world, playing each of them in a series of matches between mid-2014 and the end of 2016. The top teams will qualify automatically for the 2017 World Cup, while the bottom teams will be joined by regional qualifiers in ICC Women's World Cup qualifier. These regional qualifiers will also be eligible for promotion to the newly named International Women's Championship, with one or more of the bottom sides in the top 8 being relegated. The ICC board has also received a report on the security situation in Bangladesh ahead of the ICC World 2020 that it describes as positive. Bangladesh's hosting of the tournament remains in doubt, following violence and protests in the country sparked by January elections. However, this most recent update, allied to the fact that Sri Lanka are currently playing a full series in the country, would appear to suggest that the tournament is more and more likely to be played in Bangladesh as scheduled. An opening partnership of 106 between Cameron White and Aaron Finch set Australia on the way to a 13-run win over England in the first T20 International in Hobart. White hammered 75 in 43 balls and Finch 52 in 31, set a platform for Australia to post 213 for 4. Chris Lynn marked his debut with 37 not out off 21 balls at the death. England then slipped to 51 for 4, and although Ravi Bapara slammed 65 out in just 27 balls, his impressive innings came too late for his side, who closed on 200 for 9. Nathan Coulter-Nile took 4 for 30, with Moises Enriquez taking 2 for 36. In all, there were a record 21 sixes in the match, 11 hit by Australia and 10 by England. Mahela Jayawardene hit an unbeaten double century, as Sri Lanka declared on 730 for 6 to remain in complete control of the first test against Bangladesh in Mirpur. Jayawardene made 203 and Kithu Wanabithanar scored a maiden test century, with Angelo Matthews falling for 86 as Sri Lanka secured a huge lead. Facing a deficit in 498 to being bowled out for 232 on day 1, Bangladesh had only reduced that by 35 by stumps, losing the wicket of Tamim Iqbal in the process. It has also been announced that uncapped batsman Ashan Priyanjan will fly to Bangladesh as a replacement for Prasanna Jayawardene, who has left the tour following the death of his father. Jayawardene missed the start of the ongoing opening test in Mirpur as he returned home to be with his family. He is replacing the 11 by Vithanaj, with Dinesh Chandimal donning the gloves. And all-rounders Ryan McLaren and Wayne Parnell have been called up for South Africa's test squad in a 3-match series against Australia. The pair are drafted in to replace the retired Jack Callis and leg spinner Imran Tahir. The squad is otherwise unchanged from the one which beat India 1-0 in a 2-match series, which means that informed batsman Quinton de Kock has been overlooked once again. Buran Hendricks and Simon Harmer will be joining the squad, assist with preparation leading to the first test match, which begins at Centurion Park on the 12th of February.